So as we began this study called Bold, we started in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. If we want to know this God, is there a better place to begin than the beginning? Actually, there is. To start before the beginning is wise if we want to understand who God is, why we're here, and what this life is all about. After all, our identity and our destiny don't find their roots in the finite, but in the infinite one. If you think you can find your origin in Adam or Eve, then we're not looking back far enough. Our source is the one who set everything in motion in the beginning, the one who preceded that beginning. You weren't an impulsive idea that the Creator had once upon a time. He held you dearly in His heart before He spoke the first molecule into existence. I mean, think about it. From the supergalactic to the subatomic, I mean, this space-time box in which we live is this tiny little environment that resides in and sustained by the one who created it. It's like we talked about Sunday. We can never get the creation and the Creator out of order. He stands outside this dimension and holds it in the palm of His nailed scar hand. I mean, the wonder of wonders is that this small cosmic container is our Creator's special jewelry box. Because, think about it, it contains one of His most precious gems, you. God existed before there was anything else. In the beginning, God. The first time He is mentioned, the scripture reveal this amazing part of His nature. The Hebrew word translated God is Elohim. The word's plural, a noteworthy fact because it reveals that our Father, God, doesn't abide alone. There's this plurality in His very existence. Today, you and I understand that our triune God exists as three in one. We know all about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but the concept of the Trinity hadn't yet been revealed when the first verse of the Bible was written. Our God's disclosure of Himself was like a flower that was blooming, that gradually revealed its complete beauty only when it comes into full blossom. I mean, think about it. The Israelites who read Genesis would have seen the plural word Elohim, but would certainly have missed the significance you and I see in it today. I mean, they had no concept of a Trinity. The Jewish people have always recited what's known as the Shema, the central prayer in this Jewish subculture, this Jewish prayer book. And often, the first section of scripture is that a Jewish child learns is the core and the prayers found in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. I mean, the world of ancient Israel was polytheistic. The other nations and tribes believed in many gods. Elohim disclosed Himself to Israel as the one true living God. Today, grab that. Rest on that. An intellectual understanding of the triune nature, that one God, finally began to emerge with the incarnation of Jesus. As He came, God, wrapped in skin, He said that He and His Father were one, like you read in John chapter 10, verse 30, and that the Spirit of God would shortly come, that you read in John chapter 14, 16, and 17. So today, which God? The God of all creation, or the God you seek in the creation? So tonight, chew on that and determine, have you got your Creator in the right order above His creation? God bless you. See you tomorrow.